Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The usually peaceful Swedish capital of Stockholm has seen a week of intense rioting and unrest. Over the last week in the city's suburbs, rioters have set cars and schools on fire. And to get a sense of what's causing the unrest, I've been talking to Marcus Brixworld. He's in Stockholm and for years has been working as an advisor to the Swedish government.
Well, it seems like there is quite a complex background situation that we're talking about. In the suburbs, of course, we have a lot of social economic problems that have built the background for the situation. But one should also remember that so far, most of the people that has been arrested so far, it's about 20 youngsters so far, a majority of them have earlier convictions also when it comes to drugs, crimes, etc. So there is a hardcore of criminals that are kind of taking initiatives and leading this process. But they also have a followers of youngsters that are more or less, you would say, unemployed. They have a social problems and so on. But at the same time, we are in a situation where people also have a lot of, well, socioeconomic problems in these areas. So there is a combination of both, you would say.
Marcus Brixworld, is this an issue of immigrants mostly? Are the opportunists, the gangsters you talk about, sort of fomenting unrest with immigrants or people without economic opportunity who have legitimate grievance? I'm trying to get a sense of who, what exactly might be pushing people into the streets, or at least what perceived problems.
So what you see, this is not just a question about ethnical background or anything like that. It is taking place in these rural areas, but they are, of course, of social economic backgrounds. And they are kind of inspiring a lot of youngsters from different social backgrounds and different economic backgrounds.
Now, I have to say, a year or a year and a half ago, we saw similar riots in London and a couple of other cities in the UK. We've seen them in France at times with people of Algerian descent, especially, or Palestinian people upset with their social conditions in France, some riots in the streets there. I got to say, Marcus, Sweden, Stockholm, you know, we thought that there was sort of a social utopia there in Stockholm. Yeah. I think it's a little surprising what you're saying.
Of course, the situation in Stockholm doesn't differ from other countries in the way that we have, for example, a high degree of unemployment when it comes to youngsters. Of course, it is far away from the situation where we have in for example, Spain. But we do have an unemployment rate among youngsters. And we have what you would see, a division in our society that is kind of increasing when it comes to incomes, when it comes to health, when it comes to living conditions and so on. So, of course, there is a background. It goes hand in hand with circumstances that are very similar in many other parts of the world. But one should also remember that the situation here is not similar at all when it comes to other countries, when it comes to, for example, social economic situations. We have a welfare system in a high degree that do take care of a lot of social problems. But of course, there is a changing picture and the globalization and so on. Every country, we are having a more openness. You will see people, you can see these conditions around in the world, and you will see the similarities, absolutely.
Changing social conditions, difficulty with them, and some trouble in the streets in Stockholm. Marcus Brixworld in Stockholm, thank you.
Thank you very much.